You're locked into the sound of the nation's underground.
Divine, a new entry this week from the self-titled debut album by Montreal's Gladhanding. They say they offer disaggregated ringdings and clang blasts to the listeners. It is currently their most streamed song and underscores the album's engaging and emotionally resonant songwriting. Before that was Having Fun from the same album, contributing to its alt-indie palette. Was charted this week by CFRU in Montreal.
Number 5. New entry. Coast to coast to coast, counting down tracks from the top 10 hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
Thank you.
That was the title track from Montreal's electropop project Superplug. His new entry this week, Grosse Maison. It continues his signature bright French influence electronic style. And before that, from the same album, was Jet Ski via Lisbon Lux Records, heard this week by CFBX in Kamloops.
Number 4. Canada's hottest electronic albums, the nation's most essential countdown. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
It's an alley here. Let's keep going. It's an alley here. Let's keep going. It's an alley here.
Thank you.
Number 3.
Was Till Suak from last week's number 2 album Scylla is Boss by Inuit throat singing duo Scylla via Quamonic Records. The song weaves traditional Inuit throat singing with contemporary production. It draws its inspiration from the legend of Tunic Tillisuak and his Inuk bride, capturing a powerful narrative of escape across the tundra. Charted this week by CFRU in Guelph, CFUV in Victoria, and CJSW in Calgary. Before that was Tarsi Teluga, a deeply immersive piece by Bicep featuring Tarok, taken from a new entry this week, the Takukuak original soundtrack on Ninja Tune. The track emerges from a multidisciplinary project blending sound, cinema, and Inuit Arctic storytelling. It premiered as part of an installation in London's OuterNet, was developed in collaboration with visual artist Zach Norman and filmmaker Charlie Miller under the Earth Sonic program supporting Indigenous voices. Charted this week by CFRU in Guelph, CJLO in Montreal, and CJUM in Winnipeg.
Number 2.
Thank you.
Earshot Electronic Top 10. Tracks from the nation's hottest electronic albums.
That was Nitzan and Amina from last week's number 3 album by Sophia Cortesis from her album Volver via Ninja Tunes. It's a deep house track that unfolds with layered loops, congas, shuffling percussion, and rich emotive melody. It's heard this week by CIVL in Abbotsford, CJLO in Montreal, CJSW in Calgary, and CJUM in Winnipeg. Up next from last week's number 1 album, The Star of the Queen of Life, is 117 by Debbie Friday. It's an anthemic song with a bit of an edge via Sub Pop and Royal Mountain Records. It was written during her European tour. Its hypnotic and catchy vocals have a playful nod to ancient Greece and nude selfies. Charted by 13 stations this week, including CKAU in Edmonton, CJRU in Toronto, CJYZ in Laval, and CJRW in London.
Number 1. You're listening to the nation's countdown of tracks from the hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
One at a time, thought I'd be fine, thought I'd want more, but this feels sublime. Nothing but air, looking for truth, perfect in you, I swear it's a sign.
selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue it down just like Delphi. Poetry and nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue it down just like Delphi. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you babe and my lover. Kiss your heart in the summer. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you babe and my lover. Kiss your heart in the summer. Poetry and nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue it down just like Delphi. Poetry and nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue it down just like Delphi. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you babe and my lover. Kiss your heart in the summer. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you babe and my lover. Kiss your heart in the summer.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. For folks looking to try birding for the first time, getting started can be daunting. Should you learn every species call, every subtle feather pattern before you head out to look for birds? While it's good to prepare, there's a risk of scaring yourself out of starting and preventing the kind of hands-on experiential learning that's one of the best parts of birding. So when you have the time and energy, just go for it. Learning about birds is the work of a lifetime. That's why it's so rewarding. And there are great tools to help you out. Bringing a field guide with you is a time-tested approach. Even the experts turn to a field guide when they're stumped. Newer tools like the Merlin Bird ID app help identify which species you're seeing or hearing right on your phone. And if you can find another birder or a group to tag along with, all the better. You can learn from people with more experience and share the joys and struggles with fellow newbies. For many people, talking to other birders is nearly as fun as finding the birds. For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin.